Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about Slovenia actually turning a shopping center into Bitcoin City, and we'll talk about why meetups and drink-ups are quite important for your crypto investing career. But let's jump right into this first news story. Slovenia plays host to the world's first Bitcoin city. So Slovenia has announced that its largest shopping center, coincidentally known as BTC City, will transform into a complete Bitcoin city in which every store and venture will accept cryptocurrency and operate via blockchain technology. So that's pretty cool. It will be in Ljubljana, in the country's capital, and it will be over 500 stores and quite a big area of a shopping area where you can actually use different cryptocurrencies. They have already kind of displayed and showed how it works. And obviously, first of all, I mean, the reason why I mentioned this news story, right now we are in the phase where cryptocurrencies are still developing, still the ecosystems are developing left and right. And especially in different markets, everyone wants to become kind of a hub. So you have Russia wanting to become a hub, you have Switzerland wanting to become a hub, you have Malta trying to become a regulatory hub, you have Singapore becoming like more the Asian hub in terms of blockchain and cryptocurrency. And this is actually quite interesting because everyone who is probably listening to this already knows, for example, that Silicon Valley is the place to be when it comes to technology startups. Now, with blockchain, it's actually quite a new phenomenon, if you will, that we don't have the hub before we have the actual technology and the industry and all of these things. Usually it was always Silicon Valley and stuff that was really big or kind of gotten to dominate the world came out of Silicon Valley. And in this case, it is actually still up for grabs. So we still don't have, we have Crypto Valley, we have all of these different names for the hubs in the different parts of the world, but that doesn't mean that it's kind of fixed yet. Now, obviously, Slovenia uses this at the same time to kind of as a marketing move. As they're saying here, the development of BTC City into a Bitcoin city is an important step toward the realization of BTC's openness-oriented strategy, providing its customers and business partners with both freedom and choice regarding their purchases with new forms of payment. Now, if you're a shopping center or if you're a country and trying to attract talent, trying to attract kind of a bit of media attention as well, as soon as you mention blockchain, as soon as you mention Bitcoin, this will give you a lot of kind of a trend towards your way. Now, that actually brings me to another story. I have been to a meetup tonight here in Zurich, and I really enjoyed both the talks. It was quite informative, as well as the people who attended the meetup. And I just want to say, because we still don't have these hubs, a lot of different cities are trying to kind of cater to different audiences and trying to kind of become a hub for cryptocurrencies, blockchain, all of these things. And I can absolutely recommend you that you are also, as an investor, especially as an investor, try to get into those meetups, try to meet different people from different companies, from different crypto projects, and really get to know their perspective, their backgrounds, and all of these things, because in return, this will help you become a better investor as well. And I mean, you might as well meet some really, really interesting people at those meetups and maybe exchange investment advice and all of these things. So two sites that I can actually recommend. One of those is Eventbrite, so eventbrite.com, and the other is actually meetup.com. And both sites work in a way where you can search for a specific category of an event and then the city and at what date you would prefer to go there. So you can essentially just search for cryptocurrency or blockchain or Bitcoin, and you will pretty sure find something near you that will fit your dates as well. And maybe you will find the next big investment project or crypto project in there at a meetup by meeting interesting people, by getting to know the project and all of these things. So definitely give this a try if you're kind of still trying to connect on an offline way as well. Obviously, online is always a way, but offline is also a very good way to do this. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.